Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
All right, not the best rookie class, but there are some gems to be had in our fantasy drafts, and Dan Schneier is going to tell you his favorite rookies based on current value right now on FFT Express. Okay, Dan is here rocking an FFT shirt that is about 15 years old.
Old school FFT, yeah. Do you know the story behind this one?
No.
Okay, first of all, never really been handed any FFT merch. Never had any FFT merch. I get a couple things for Draftathon every now and then. Nothing really great. You guys have all this stuff. I got nothing. I've been on the team now for a few years. And I go down to the office, fly down, you know, hang out, work for the week. And I'm like, can I get some FFT merch? I mean, I really don't have anything. And they're like, I don't think we have it. Dave's like, hold on, I got you. He finds Dave, and Dave's the man for this, but he like digs out of some closet down there in the Fort Lauderdale office, some like merch box of these like oversized, old school, old logo Fantasy Football Today shirts. And you know what? I'm proud of this shirt, Adam. This is the only Fantasy Football Today merch I have. It's not our logo. We don't use this anymore, and it doesn't fit me, but I'm very proud of it.
Good. And just so you know, I have very little FFT merch.
That makes me feel better.
You don't really get a lot.
We do
draft a lot of rookies, though. So give me a value that you like.
Yeah, so rookies this year, deflated value. That's why I kind of like some of the guys who are up at the top. My favorite one is Jordan Tyson at wide receiver 32 overall. You can get him just outside or just inside that wide receiver 3 range. I think his upside for a lot more. The fit in that Kellen Moore scheme is really what stands out to me. He is quick game, get the ball out, find solutions for your quarterback, Kellen Moore, and win over the middle of the field. Last year, there wasn't really an over the middle field winner. We saw an expansion at times from targets for Chris Olave, but those are more winning on the outside, outbreakers, inbreakers of the intermediate middle sometimes, but typically vertical and outbreaking. I think Tyson takes over that middle of the field ball winner and can really have a chance to surpass over 100 targets in year one. This is going to be a team that passes more than both over expectation and then overall volume as well, Adam, more than I'd say all but maybe 6 or 7 teams in the NFL when you look at the total picture there and what Kellen Moore likes to do. So Tyson's one for me. Do you want to move to the second or you want to talk a little bit about Tyson?
I'll ask you a follow-up here. Mm-hmm. Jordan Tyson is being drafted in between Marvin Harrison Jr. and a couple of Jaguars, Parker Washington and Brian Thomas Jr. How do you feel about that?
It's Tyson for me. Tyson has more upside than any of those players. I honestly do believe, we talked about on Beyond the Box Score, but there is a non-zero chance, and I know you hate using that term, but there is a non-zero chance that he out-targets Chris Olave this year. I really do believe that his role will be featured more.
There is a non-zero chance that the stadium gets hit by a meteor.
Yeah, I guess you could say there's a non-zero chance that you'll beat me in 2 sets of tennis.
Probably going to be a meteor before that.
Yeah.
All right. What's next for you?
Okay. Jadarian Price. I felt like Jadarian Price would be priced, no pun intended, a bit higher at this point. But RB26, we're talking about outside the RB2 range. This is kind of like a range even further back than like where DeAndre Swift was drafted last year. Despite entering a situation with Zach Charbonnet coming off a torn ACL, we don't know when he's going to be back. Kenneth Walker moved on to the Chiefs. Emmanuel Wilson's there, but I don't necessarily know that Price won't really start this season off as, one, their lead red zone back, if not their only red zone back, and two, their lead back for most series. Maybe he comes off the field on third down. It's not something he's proven he can do at Notre Dame. Really didn't have much involvement in the passing game. There's a lot of red flags from that standpoint, from the passing down standpoint, but I'm not sure he needs it to pay back his RB26 price. He's being drafted in a range with guys like Bashiel Tutin, with guys like Chuba Hubbard, Jalen Warren, as we move down to the next running back. I can't imagine taking any of those guys over Price if you're looking to swing for the fence and potentially win your league.
I could see it with Chuba Hubbard as we kind of wait and see what the Jonathan Brooks status is. That's such a question mark right now. I could see with Bashiel Tutin. Chris Rodriguez is currently injured right now, and Tutin's apparently having a good offseason. Price, I think, fits pretty well in this group because the group above that is, you know, Bucky Irving, Quinshon Judkins. A little bit before that, you're going to get like David Montgomery, Breece Hall. Fewer question marks about their roles. Hall's way ahead of that in ADP. So I think he makes sense in this range. I struggle with him against Tootin and Hubbard. Probably would go with Price first there. I don't really buy the competition. You know, I'd love to know more about when Zach Charbonnet is going to come back. But if it's just the guys that the non-Charbonnet guys, he should be able to win that job. I don't think he's going to play on third downs, but I don't think Basil Tootin's going to play on third downs either. And Chuba Hubbard probably play a little bit there. All right. But well, actually, that's pretty unclear right now as well. All right. We'll take a break and get a couple more rookies that Dan likes on FFT Express.
Are you really buying a car online on Auto Trader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
Auto Trader. Buy a car online. Really?
All right. We're back. Dan, you've talked about Jordan Tyson and Jadarian Price. So who else?
Okay, we're in now. We're moving toward this, and it took some things, but we're in on Mekhi Lemon. Mekhi Lemon's coming off the board, wide receiver 38 right now in that range, outside the top 36 in the wide receiver 4 range, with the possibility that he could be the second cog in this passing offense. And obviously, there's not that much meat on the bone when it comes to the Eagles' passing offense. I think they've averaged somewhere around 33 to 3,400 passing yards in the last 3 years with Jalen Hurts. If you take out the Kellen Moore year, it drops even further. I think he had, sub 3,000 in one of those years. But they're trying to change things here in Philly. They're trying to evolve the offense. And a player like Mekhi Lemon, who has won in the slot, has also won on the outside. If you go back to his 2024 USC tape, he was winning as a route runner on the outside. So I think they're going to use him in a multitude of ways. I almost wonder if he's going to play like a move Z type role in this Eagles offense, which is exactly what he needs to play. And that could ultimately be a situation where you're paying wide receiver 38 price versus, let's see what it is for Devontae. Devontae Smith, I imagine, is much higher than that. Devontae is the wide receiver 13 price, and they're not too dissimilar from a volume and target standpoint.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Actually, I know he's not a rookie, but I also like Dallas Goedert's value.
Yeah.
At 131st overall, tight end 14. All right. Give me one more rookie like.
Yeah, we'll go deep for the final one. He's being drafted just outside the top 200 overall. Wide receiver 76. This is a last round type pick for you. But DeJon Stribling from the 49ers, a surprise pick for many in the draft. Over, top 35 overall player, big investment for them. Just fits exactly what Shanahan wants to do. He fits the ability to be a physical, probably the best blocking receiver in this class, save for maybe Malachi Fields. I might take Stribling over him. He can play that in-breaking role, like the role that wins in the 49ers offense, which is like play action, hit. You have the receivers having these free releases and then these in-breaking hits. And he's just really good at run after the catch. He's really good at changing direction and then picking up speed fast. He's got excellent acceleration. So he fits the scheme well. He blocks, so we'll get on the field early in my mind. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if he plays more snaps than Ricky Pearsall this year, who's being drafted way, way higher than him. So Stribling's my guy this year for a late round pick.
Interesting. I mean, it was a pick that raised a lot of eyebrows on draft day early in the second round for DeJon Stribling. The fact that he is a good blocker is part of it. You know, that's what they got from Juwan Jennings. But Stribling, more of like raw talent than Juwan Jennings, who's honestly one of the slowest receivers in the NFL. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dan Schneier. And thank you all for watching and listening to Fantasy Football Today Express. We now have 4 FFT episodes per week and 2 additional FFT Express episodes. So that will continue to pick up as we get closer and closer to training camp. For Dan, I'm Adam. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow on FFT.
Paramount Podcasts.